When one family fights with another, it's a feud. When lots of families fight with one another in identical little towns up and down the same mountain range, it's a pattern. What was the cause of the Appalachian pattern? Over the years, many potential causes have been examined and debated, and the consensus appears to be that the region was plagued by a particularly virulent strain of what sociologists call the culture of honor. Cultures of honor tend to take root in highlands and other marginally fertile areas like Sicily or the mountainous Basque regions of Spain. If you live on some rocky mountainside, the explanation goes, you can't farm. You probably raise goats or sheep, and the kind of culture that grows up around being a herdsman is very different from the culture that grows up around growing crops. The survival of a farmer depends on the cooperation of others in the community, but a herdsman is off by himself. Farmers also don't have to worry that their livelihood will be stolen in the night, because crops can't easily be stolen, unless, of course, a thief wants to go to the trouble of harvesting an entire field all on his own. But a herdsman does. He's under constant threat of ruin through the loss of his animals, so he has to be aggressive. He has to make it clear through his words and deeds that he's not weak. He has to be willing to fight in response to even the slightest challenge to his reputation, and that's what the culture of honor means. It's a world where a man's reputation is at the center of his livelihood and self-worth. The critical moment in the development of the young shepherd's reputation is his first quarrel, the ethnographer J.K. Campbell writes, of one herding culture in Greece. Quarrels are necessarily public. They may occur in the coffee shop, the village square, or most frequently on a grazing boundary, where a curse or a stone aimed at one of his straying sheep by another shepherd is an insult which inevitably requires a violent response. So why was Appalachia the way it was? Because of where the original inhabitants of the region came from. The so-called American backcountry states, stretching from the Pennsylvania border south and west through Virginia and West Virginia, Kentucky and Tennessee, North Carolina and South Carolina, and the northern end of Alabama and Georgia, were settled overwhelmingly by immigrants from one of the world's most ferocious cultures of honor. They were Scotch-Irish, that is, from the lowlands of Scotland, the northern counties of England, and Ulster in Northern Ireland. These regions were known as the Borderlands, and they were remote and lawless territories that had been fought over for hundreds of years. The people of the region were steeped in violence. They were herdsmen scraping out a living on rocky and infertile land. They were clannish, responding to the harshness and turmoil of their environment by forming tight family bonds and placing loyalty to blood above all else. And when they emigrated to North America, they moved into the American interior, to remote, lawless, rocky, and marginally fertile places like Harlan that allowed them to reproduce in the New World the culture of honor that they had created in the Old World. To the first settlers, the American backcountry was a dangerous environment, just as the British borderlands had been, the historian David Hackett Fisher writes in Albion Seed. Much of the Southern Highlands were debatable lands, in the border sense of a contested territory without established government or the rule of law. The borderers were more at home than others in this anarchic environment, which was well suited to their family system, their warrior ethic, their farming and herding economy, their attitudes towards land and wealth, and their ideas of work and power. So well adapted was the border culture to this environment that other ethnic groups tended to copy it. The ethos of the North British borders came to dominate this dark and bloody ground, partly by force of numbers, but mainly because it was a means of survival in a raw and dangerous world.